What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Salute to Parker Hillis. He just looked in here, just gave me the thumbs up.
How about that?
That means you're doing a great job.
Yeah, so I ain't getting fired. Mm-hmm. It ain't that little scary look in the window that sometimes he give. So I think my job is safe right now.
One more day.
For the time being.
Can I ask something to the text line real quick?
Yeah.
713-572-4610. How many times do you interact with your boss, like just see your boss and think, am I getting fired? Because that is
many
funny.
Times.
Because for you, times. Like literally every time.
I got PTSD.
Right?
And stuff be going down around here, yeah, man. You don't know, man. Yeah,
I do wonder how many people have that where it's like, oh, here they come. All right.
Yeah. Like, it's been real.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time I get an email.
Finally got caught.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, it's over with. It's over with. Yeah. But salute to everybody around here that's still kicking. But Gilbert Arenas, we talked about him yesterday and his situation with the feds. And he decided, and we was kind of critical, me personally, I can't speak for y'all, but me personally, I was a little critical of him for speaking a little too much.
Yeah.
As soon as he got out, I think somebody said his lady was recording him and he was going down the stairs, just got bailed out. And he was pretty much said, that ain't my house. Yeah. I'm like, brother, where's your lawyer at, man? You talking too much, man. Well, he continued to talk a little more. Oh, he decided to do what all the kids do and jump on live. He jumped on his live stream. I think he was playing a video game. And he had to address some things. He talked about Kwame Brown. He talked about him. And he talked about, I guess, what happened when the feds pulled up to that big old mansion in Cali.
Man, you see, I gotta surround myself. I'm out on the block. I'm out. They can't hold me down. Huh? Hey, Kwame, what did you say?
Roxanne! Turn on the red light! Roxanne!
Boy, boy, you on fire, boy! That boy get all his views off another person. You can't entertain. Huh? Hey, man, I'm happy to get your page back popping because I just heard you just lost another one. What's up, chat? I'm not gonna lie. They had the house around it. I was like, damn! 40 people? But it's a big crib, so, I mean... I know they needed a lot of people because it was a lot. You know what I mean? It's a big house, so they had to surround the building. You feel me?
Man.
He really is no chill, Gil. Like, why are you talking like that?
The first thing I thought about, like, man, his PR people got to be cringing so bad. I'm like, man, maybe he don't have one.
Yeah.
Because he sound like he just got popped for a speeding ticket.
He sounds unhinged.
Yeah, this might not end well. Just off of this stuff alone. He talking way too much. He sounded a little too excited, by the way.
Yes.
I will be scared out of my you know what.
You would think he should be, but here's the other thing. You know how you know he's kind of deranged right now or not himself? Trying to pick a fight with Kwame Brown on Twitter? I mean, on Instagram? You don't want to. Kwame's going to come back 10 times.
My thing is, you got more stuff to worry about than Kwame Brown. I wouldn't even be thinking about him.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I feel like what's happening here is he's doing that thing where you try and, you know, tweet through it of sorts, right? Like
deflect a little bit. Yeah.
You've got the big thing, so let me get over here and like look over here. Let's have this conversation, or I'm gonna laugh this off like it's not a big deal. So that it is. We know.
Yeah. Even the laughs sound a little nervous. Yeah. Like, man, brother, you got a lot going on. But here's more from No Chill Gil. Just talking and playing. I think he's playing that NCAA game. And for those who don't know, somebody on, I think a lot of people mentioned this about ESPN and how they pretty much had a wild lineup.
They had a panel, man.
Yeah, they had a crazy panel when it comes to Stephen A. Smith cosigns for First Take. So for those who don't know, we talked about Shannon Sharp yesterday and his situation where he had to pay that young lady over $20 million for her to retire from OnlyFans. We talked about Gilbert Arenas, his situation, and Marcus Morris, who've been on First. I felt like he had a permanent seat on First Take at some point.
Yeah,
but he was also accused of stealing $265K from a Las Vegas casino.
Yeah.
So you got a wild lineup right there.
Writing hot checks, everything.
Yeah, yeah. So here is Gilbert Arenas with a little message for Stephen A. Smith.
Hey, man, hey, man. Hey, Stephen A., man, we got to talk, brother. Because it ain't a damn coincidence that everybody you know going to church. Hey, Stephen, huh? Everybody, like, damn. Y'all see that? Everybody. What? No, I ain't saying I ain't saying, you know, nobody snitch. I'm just saying, you know how to pick them. Hey, Steven, you know how to pick them, man. I'ma just be honest. it's like the Madden curse, just the other way around.
What is going on?
He sound scared.
And he's talking about
the
himself.
The laugh sound like he's laughing from crying.
Yeah. He's talking about himself. As like, you know how to pick.
I don't understand Gilbert Arenas, and I think that's for good reason because he's not to be understood. Like, again, I also would not be a person who would get into an argument that would require me to bring that Roscoe into the club, into the locker room. Like, I think this is the no chill about Gilbert. Like, this is why he is the way that he is. And I imagine also is how you end up in a circumstance where you need 40 people surrounding your house. Like, it's just, be serious.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, I'm sure he probably not going to shut the hell up anytime soon.
No.
But he probably need to do that and get the situation together because otherwise he might be doing 5+ years or maybe 15 years, depending on what all the charges is. So keep an eye out on that.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So it's a new dating trend out here for the Gen Zs, Gen Z folks. And I want to see how y'all feel about this. And I think Reggie, you're a millennial, right?
I am.
Okay, so you won't be in this type of situation.
That's right.
So it's a new dating trend called flocking. Mm-hmm. Do you know what flocking is?
No idea.
Like seagulls?
I guess
a flock of seagulls. Love that band.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. You mentioned it. What was that, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. You talk about how the guy looked so bad, you couldn't even be around him or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a new trend called flocking. And instead of using dating apps, get this. People are traveling to meet potential partners in life.
Like in real life.
In real life. Can you believe that?
Like actually going up to them.
Yes. So what they're doing, they're booking trips to fun places like beaches, cities with a lot of bars, to increase their chances of finding romance the old-fashioned way. Get this, by actually talking to people face to face.
All right.
Can you believe this?
This is so dumb. You know what? It's not flocking. You know what?
Oh my God! Face to face.
You know what it's called? It's not flocking. It's called dating.
Oh, I am.
What?
It's called
what?
Dating. It's called dating.
I am shaking right now.
Is this how out of touch they are?
Wow.
Is this how out of touch the Gen Zs are?
I feel like this is just somewhat a human nature situation where people reinvent the wheel all the damn time. You remember the last like 5 years when all these dudes from Silicon Valley were reinventing things that we knew? Like, hey, what if we take ride sharing, but then we have like a bigger vehicle that has a consistent route so mm-hmm. that people know where it's going to be at any given time? It's like, you realize you made a bus. And I feel like that's what's happening here is that people... And maybe this is just kind of a level of, I don't know, hubris with certain folks who are like, I'm so smart, I will fix the problem. And they end up creating something that's already.
So you know what we used to do in my era and the era after me and maybe even the one after that? You know, like we have a weekend off, we're in college. Hey, let's go to South Padre. That's called flocking now? Hey.
You was flocking back in the day, man.
Let's go to a couple of dance clubs in Houston. That's called flocking now?
You was flocking, dog.
Hey, you was flocking.
No, I was not.
Now, big
flocko.
Now, there's some travel sites that's pretty much taking this aboard. So,
this is dumb.
Priceline are even offering special deals to support this trend. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get people off the maps and get people to flock a little more, I guess.
Oh, you could have called me Flocko Jimenez.
Rest in peace.
Because this is the... To me, all I'm getting out is this is how out of touch Gen Z is.
Whoever came up with this is brilliant.
Well, they are making money.
I'm just like, dang, that's it? Because sometimes when you hear trends like this, it's like, ooh, I want to do this.
What if I walked up to her and started talking? What if I did that?
Nobody would do that.
I'm sure some Gen Z folks are probably like, ugh, that's weird. That's kind of weird, bro. I'll just slide in a DM and call it a day.
Yeah.
See, but here's the thing. It don't matter what they call it as long as they do it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like ultimately we could laugh at the new generation. I feel like that's what generations do time and time again. As long as they're good, like if they have found their way to the right answer, whatever they call it, I'm proud of y'all. Good job, young fellas.
Man, that girl was nice. What if I asked for her phone
number?
Hell
yeah, brother. Go ahead and get your flock on.
Phone number.
Get your flock on, young fella.
Let's go to a beach town and actually talk to some women face to face.
That sounds like a good time, actually.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I don't know if y'all seen him lately, but Luka
Doncic.
He lost a little weight. He looking like a little slim Jim out here, man. So here's Luka Doncic on the Today Show, and let me know. I think we at a point now where people always questioning your weight loss a little bit.
Yeah,
and just listen to the very end of this clip.
You said this offseason was different from you. Why?
I would say me and my team just tried some new things, you know, different food, different practices. I actually gave up playing basketball for 1 month, which I never done in my life. So it was kind of challenging, but it was all for the good.
You felt like you needed to step away from the game in order to focus on the fitness aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was just diet and exercise. That's it.
Yeah.
No Ozempic, no none of those shots or anything.
No Ozempic.
Yo,
damn. So now every time somebody lose some weight,
yes.
So was this all natural? No Ozempic. Right?
Hold on. What was that voice? Was that Big Al Roker?
I don't think it was.
Okay,
Al
I was gonna say.
Nah. Yeah.
Hey, we got to be honest. Every time you see someone lose weight, don't you think about that? Don't you? Come on, be honest.
I think about it whenever I don't really see people that active like that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you see people in the gym all the time or they post gym stuff, and then you could kind of tell people who got the gym body.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that was kind of big at one point and then all of a sudden they're just bone skinny, I do kind of think that a little bit.
You know what's funny thing though about the Luka Doncic thing? It falls right in line with, in some ways, the James Harden thing, where half the time the fluctuation and he looks fat or he looks skinny is just optical illusions.
Yes.
Like Luka Doncic, and I imagine people that have been in Dallas over the last, I don't know, 5 years will know that this isn't every offseason thing. The problem is that now it's just happening with the Lakers. and then he did a Men's Health magazine article.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Like, that's, now, to be fair, I do think that he has lost a little weight. But that's because for the first time in, like, literally 5 years, he's not playing in the offseason, because he's been playing for Slovenia, his country, all these summers. And so I don't know actually how big of a deal this thing actually is. However, he did get traded, and his last coach, general manager, that's was it. Basically like, without actually saying it, kind of said, we got rid of him because we don't think that he's serious about his weight.
Yes. Yes. And now he's on the cover of Men's Health, as you talked about. Looking damn good.
Is this the smallest he's been?
Wait, you're telling me someone on the front of a magazine looked good, huh?
Yeah, well, there is that.
So is this the smallest he ever been since being in the NBA?
It's got to be, right?
I mean, when he first came in, he was pretty svelte as the kid coming out of Spain.
Maybe the best he's looked, because he's, okay. You know, he's cut.
Well, you know what? My bad. He's in the best shape of his life.
There we go. Yeah, that's what he's in.
I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think this could be a good thing or a bad thing for him? Because we've seen a lot of people that was kind of a little on the heavier side but still balling out.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they get a little skinny, it seemed like the game kind of diminished a little bit. I'm thinking about Kevin Love.
Speaking of Stephen A, he weighed in on this this week. He said, you know, in Stephen A terms, said, you know, losing weight in the offseason, a whole different world than keeping it off during the regular season.
That was going to be my thing. Is like, is he going to maintain this weight? Because he's added weight during seasons before, or at least not necessarily like added a ton of weight, but he's kind of been in a space where he's not in his best version of himself. And also, like, is he going to play defense? Like, is he going to have, is it going to change his stamina and it give him an ability to exert even more effort, especially if he continues to be a dude for whom it's like a heliocentric type of game where everything revolves around him in the way that it has previously.
I think if he can keep it off, I think he's, you know, in MVP mode, because, you know, the way he's not a big guy that needs the bulk.
Like a big man.
Yeah. He's a guy that can create, contort himself, get under the basket, drive, step back. We all know what he can do. And with, but in better shape and less to pull, you know, I think he's going to be able to be real good if he can keep it off.
I think I think he uses that weight well when he goes, though, like he good bumps and those types of things. Honestly, I'll be more interested. Does this keep him healthy? He's had like knee and leg things that he constantly deals with. He's a little bit of a warrior fighting through those. If whatever actual weight loss is happening here, if it's maintained, does that, you know, take off stress on his joints or whatever? And help him remain healthier, and that he's not having to, you know, fight through nagging injuries in that same way.
Yeah.
That'll be the big thing for me when it comes to Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be checking him out just to see how he played this season. So, yeah.
You going to be weighing him in? Hey, Luka, how much you weigh right now?
No, I ain't going to weigh him in. I
see 5 more pounds on there, Luka.
I just want to see how he played, man.
No, for sure.
Because that skinny curse is a real thing, man. Mm-hmm. People that was, you know, balling out as a kind of heavier person, when they lose weight, it's like they're not the same person. So I'm curious
to
see
if
that make them better.
I think it'll help him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit more. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the Astros, especially ahead of their matchup in Boston tonight. I know that Carlos Correa has made it to Fenway. But I was reading through this Micah Parsons statement that he put out after, in addition to requesting a trade.
Let's do it.
And it's kind of wild. Let's talk about that as well next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.